This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, October 18th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. If you, like me, missed a chance to buy a house when mortgage rates were in the high 2%, the market is a lot tougher now. Rates are near 7%, while housing prices are still high. And that means many Americans who spend years saving up a down payment are just holding on to that money.
It's frustrating because you can't buy, and then the money you have saved, it's really not working very hard for you. So it's not helping you save more for your future down payment.
On today's show, our personal finance reporter, Veronica Dagger, will talk about who's sitting out the market, and she'll share some ideas from financial planners for getting the best return on those savings. That's after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you, or the people who inspire you, the mark you wish to leave, or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The number of people who are not buying houses because they've been priced out of the market is hard to estimate, but Fannie Mae forecasts that mortgage lenders will complete 49% fewer single-family loans this year compared to 2021. That means a lot of people are holding on to their hard-earned down payments, waiting for better conditions. But not all savings plans are created equal, especially with inflation running high. So what's the best way to preserve your down payment? Let's hear from Veronica Dagger, WSJ personal finance reporter. Hi, Veronica.
Hey, Daniela. How are you?
Great. You've been speaking to people who thought they'd buy a house, but now they're delaying. What are the reasons they gave for hitting pause?
We're approaching 7% mortgage rates in a lot of markets. A lot of people are facing that and say, you know, this isn't for me, especially if the home prices are still so high. There's a lot of question marks around what's happening in the economy. And so people aren't feeling as aggressive about buying a home. But it's frustrating because you can't buy, and then the money you have saved, it's really not working very hard for you. So it's not helping you save more for your future down payment.
I was a little surprised to see in your reporting that down payments have been growing. The value of a down payment has been rising. Can you explain what's behind that?
Well, it's interesting. The typical home buyer took out a mortgage in July of this year. They made a $62,500 down payment, and that's up 13.6% from a year earlier. But that's almost twice the median of $32,917 down payment they made in July 2019. So that was pre-pandemic. This is all according to Redfin. So the amount people are paying for down payments has really gone up a lot. You know, a bright spot for buyers today is that down payments have declined slightly just in recent months because higher mortgage rates have cooled the competition for homes and buyers don't have to put as much down to help win the bid. And that's also according to Redfin. So the housing market's not moving as quickly, it's not as competitive, and so that's good news for buyers. But it's still, you still have to put a really good chunk of change down in order to get a home these days, just because home prices overall are still high. The price growth is slowing, but it's still moving in an upwards direction.
Doubling the average size of a down payment over 3 years, that is a really striking statistic.
Yeah, your pay has probably not gone up that much. And so if you think about people's finances and you think of the overall economy and you think about inflation, the price of groceries, the price of your electric bill, all these things are so much higher now. So you have less wherewithal, you have less money to save.
So let's talk about some strategies for maintaining and growing a down payment while in a holding position.
It's all about preserving your capital. You don't necessarily want to swing from the ceilings and invest in the stock market. So one option is your bank savings account. It's a safe account, FDIC insured up to a certain amount of money, but you're not going to make a lot. I interviewed one person. He's making 0.03% on his bank savings account. He's definitely not keeping up with inflation. Another option is a high yield savings account. Most of those, best rates for those, and those, some of the higher end are 2-3% APR. You need to shop around online for those to find those deals. Another option is a certificate of deposit or a CD. Many banks offer these, credit unions offer them. And you could get a CD that was 6 months in duration, 12 months. It can offer a more competitive rate than your bank savings account or a high yield savings account, depending on where you get one from. A risk with this, though, or a consideration actually, is that you're locking up your money for a certain period of time.
What about options like inflation bonds or other things like it?
You can invest basically up to $10,000 per person annually. If you buy some bonds in October, it's returning a 9.62% rate for the next 6 months, and then that rate's going to reset if you buy it after November 1st. So that's an option too. Consideration with I-bonds is that you need to hold them for 12 months. So it's basically a lockup period for 12 months. And if you take the money out, if you cash out the money within the first 5 years, there's going to be a penalty. It's a very small penalty. It's about equal to 3 months of interest if you cash out in the first 5 years. So it's something to consider. Again, it's probably better suited for people who want to buy at least a year from now.
You mentioned this idea of some investments not quite lining up with when someone hopes to buy a house. How can a buyer use his or her timeline to guide the kind of savings they choose?
It can help you select what you're going to invest in given your timeline. So, for example, if you think you're going to buy at the end of 2023, you might want to consider 6 to 12 month treasury bills, which are yielding about 4%. If you don't want to have to deal with treasury bills, you can check out a money market fund such as the Vanguard Cash Reserves Federal Money Market Fund. And that's yielding about 2.8%. That might be a little bit easier logistically to deal with than a T-bill. And obviously, you want to get a nice return if you can. You also have to think about what's going to be most practical and easiest for you to access that money. And if you need to access money quickly because your timeline changes or some other situation in your life changes, just think about how you want to lock up that money and if you feel comfortable locking up that money for any length of time.
Some people don't want to wait anymore. They've saved up a down payment. How do they know that they're ready to buy a house and they're not going to be getting themselves into financial trouble?
So some financial planners I speak to say, just be mindful of your debt to income ratio. So your debt to income ratio is all of your monthly debt payments divided by your gross monthly income. You don't want this ratio to exceed 36%. And that's according to a financial planner at Betterment. Another financial planner I spoke to said, if you're still able to save and pay your bills and you plan on staying in the home for at least 5 years or longer, then don't wait to buy. You can always refinance your mortgage at a lower rate down the road. I think that the watchword here is you can't time the housing market any better than you can time the stock market.
Those are some sound fundamentals from the Wall Street Journal's personal finance reporter, Veronica Dagger. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal.
Tech's most exclusive event is back in person. Join The Wall Street Journal for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach, October 24th through the 26th. From expert-led masterclasses to innovative culinary experiences under the California stars, this is your chance to connect with an invitation-only group of peers ready for their next big venture. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.